Are you ready to create a life you crave? Let's spin that doom loop of negativity into an upward success cycle and start living lucky.
Good morning.
I'm Jana.
I'm Jason.
And we are living lucky. You are too, because you're here with us. We appreciate that. We're talking about change today.
Change.
When it's time to change,
it's
you
time
have to
rearrange.
I love
every time you say we're talking about change, and I don't know why, it's only when you say it.
What was that?
Do I think of Peter Brady?
Right? Did you just hear that?
Or Bobby Brady?
No, it was Peter.
Peter.
Peter's the one who his voice changed, and then they incorporated it into the song, so it actually sounded like it was supposed to be like that.
Seasons change. It's a and a lot of times changing your environment helps the change. I mean, there's so much that goes into change.
Well, we went out to dinner last night with a friend of mine from high school, and he was here for a softball tournament. He's lost 55 pounds. We just saw him less than a year ago. He lost 55 pounds in 3 months. And you know why? He decided to change.
Yeah. And it was changing his diet, looking at...
He just cut out sugar.
Yeah.
And started working out.
So often we know what we want. And honestly, we know what to do. Like, we know how to be healthy. We know how to have a great relationship. We know how to get rich. We don't do what we know because we're resistant to the change.
We're resistant to change. Change feels uncomfortable. And change, for some reason in our minds, change sometimes is scary.
Yeah.
The unknown is sometimes scary. But that is a limiting belief.
Yeah. A lot of my clients like to just feel like, when I call it, let's just make an adjustment. Like, if you just change it to adjustment.
That words. It's just even
it changes the meaning of
semantics.
It to people. Yeah. Like, we're just going to make an adjustment.
We're going to pivot slightly. Let's just pivot
but
slightly.
But you tell somebody, let's make a change. They're and like, all of a sudden they're like, oh no, what's happening?
I don't want to change.
Like, when if
change
you go in,
is painful.
If you go into your office in corporate America and they say, hey, we're going to be making a few changes around here.
Everyone gets so
everyone
balled
out.
Up. They're like, oh, who are they going to let go?
Yeah.
That means more work for me.
We're pivoting. We're making a couple small adjustments to maximize our effectiveness and
isn't
our value.
Isn't that funny? How it's just a word.
It's just a word.
And yet... So many times we associate change with pain, growing pains, really.
Yeah. And it's change is good. Like, when you embrace change as a catalyst for growth, catalyst for expansion, catalyst for the possibilities, then you get to start to look for ways to change.
Mm-hmm.
And I think part of that is just enjoying the awe and the inspiration around and seeing how change is happening and why it's so good.
Yeah.
A lot of times we focus on why, like some changes that we don't like, and we look, okay, I don't, that, remember when things were like this? I don't like that.
Where your focus goes is where your life will flow. Mm. And just in the word itself, when we say, ooh, change, we automatically start focusing on, okay, how's this going to affect me? And we start thinking of the worst case scenario. So again, if we can just start thinking of, well, the last time I went through a change, I up-leveled my life in every area. If we can start thinking of the positives, putting our bookmark in the positives of the story, right?
Yeah, it's like we think about all these, all the negatives that have happened, quote unquote, to us because of change, but a lot of times we don't remember all the positives that have happened for us because of the change. Like
because of that same change.
Yeah, creating the cell phone, creating cars, microwaves, fax machines that made things easier to connect with people. There's so much change, and this is just physical change, not personal change, but it's incredible that so often we focus on, oh, they're making a change at work. I'm going to get fired. Well, I'm going to have more work to do.
Our mind automatically goes to the negative to protect us.
Yeah.
It's a human nature.
And to keep us comfortable.
To keep us comfortable. Oh, that is so big. Because we don't like to be uncomfortable.
No, that's why
a change gets us just outside of our comfort zone, into that stretch zone.
Yes. And I think that's why, like, a lot of people don't leave where they grew up. It's a, I'm comfortable here. I understand the people. I understand what's happening. These are the beliefs that I have. I'm going to stay here and I don't have to change. Now, the world continues to change.
Mm-hmm. So if you're not changing, you literally
you're being changed.
Getting, yes.
Yeah. So you can either look for change and look for ways to change and be a person of change, or you can be a person that is changed.
Okay. Here's the drinking game. How many times have we said change in this podcast?
Please, God, don't do shots for every time we said change.
You might be a little bit, you might be changed at the end of this if you do that.
You may need to change your drawers at the end of it.
Oh, dear. Okay, so let's just talk about how we can adapt to change. How can we embrace it?
You know, one of the things when we had our camper and Trevor, our nephew,
yes,
put his dream on there was to seek
uncomfortableness or something like that.
Yeah, what it was.
Seek the uncomfortable.
Yes.
And when he did it, we both kind of thought, wow, that's an odd dream for a 20-year-old.
Right? It's like most people have put on, oh, I want to be a millionaire. I want to win the lottery. I want to world peace. But seek discomfort.
Yes.
Because when you seek discomfort, you're open for change. And you're open for the possibilities. And he's an engineer, so he's always looking for the way to make something better.
Uh-huh.
And it's not, it's like, okay, let's see what the purpose of this is. Let's see how this works. And what if it could be better? Like that question, what if, is pretty powerful. Because it will lead you to look outside of the same, outside of the comfort.
Mm-hmm.
And looking, what if, in an empowering way, not what if everything goes to crap? You know, that's looking inward and down.
Because some people might say, well, when you are always looking for the what if, then you're not content with the what is. And that's where I want to reiterate that we can always be grateful for what is.
Absolutely.
And we can still grow. I mean, what we appreciate. So if we start by being grateful for what is.
Yes, I just got goosebumps.
Goosies, follow your goosies. Then we can also, with a growth mindset, start looking for, okay, where's
potential.
The possibility.
Yeah. And that's where that, and then you get to be grateful for that as you take steps in faith.
Let me just say one more thing, because we've kind of been all over the place, but when you make your not normal the new normal, when you make your uncomfortable the comfortable, that's where the trailblazers live.
Yes.
And it's in that area that nobody else wants to go. Which is why there's more opportunities there. There's more potential in that. It's like untapped potential.
Right.
It's like a ring of untapped potential, because nobody wants to live where they're not comfortable.
And what you do when you get out there, I think, is you kind of stoke your inner flame. You shine a little brighter, and it draws more people to you. Now, it can draw more people to you going, oh, be careful. You know, you're risking too much, or you're doing, like, the people that want to...
You've fallen off the deep end.
Yeah, that are trying to pull you back into safety.
Uh-huh.
But what it does is it creates energy, and it grabs energy. That energy that's waiting for us out there.
It's right? all about energy. It always all about comes energy. Back to energy.
And I love when you talk about how getting aligned, like know your values, know, like get aligned with what you truly want, like what your soul wants you to do. So when you are stepping out there, your why overcomes your why nots.
So it all comes down to your desires, knowing your desires and then aligning that with your decisions. Like my friend Chad, who lost 55 pounds in 3 months, he decided, deciding is to kill all other options. This is the way I'm going. And then if you align that with your divine design, it just starts falling into place. You start feeling lucky.
Yeah.
Everything, the right people, the right opportunities. You find yourself in uncharted territory, but it is all working in your favor.
Yeah, and you're not drawn to comfort. You're drawn to the possibility or the potential.
Yes, I love it. We're going to end there. Thank you so much for this quick little recap on change. When it's time to change,
you've got to rearrange. Keep living lucky.
Bye-bye. If the idea of living lucky appeals to you, visit us at startlivinglucky.com.